Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Alrighty, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Our countdown to the NFL schedule release continues. The fun underway at 7 o'clock, Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake, but the rumors keep flooding in. We'll be back on those in a little bit. Here's Chief with your college football.
Yeah, man, Walchuk keeps sending me some updated stuff, so I'll hit it for you in the hodgepodge here in a couple of minutes. But how are we feeling about a potential 24-team playoff in college football? Nobody seems to like it. Right after this.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again.
Well, I don't get that. Rain the head, Cole.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much to drink.
Okay, that too much to drink line is ringing a little bit louder right now, as I discovered apparently part of the reason why Sark was calling out Ole Miss for the basket weaving stuff earlier this week, as Ole Miss has been kicked in the nuts plenty over the last 3 or 4 days, thanks to Kiffin and guys like Sark. Their head coach, Pete Golding, was at Alabama when Arch Manning's recruitment was going down, and so Nick Saban was still the coach there, and they were doing everything in their power to try and get Arch to Bama. And so one of the ways that they went about it, Pete Golding, who was, I guess, the main recruiter guy at that point for Alabama to get Arch there, he suggested, hey, be careful about going to Texas because, you know, Sark's got that drinking problem.
Oh, wow.
And that's well documented, right, about Sark from his USC days.
Yeah.
And so I think that is still eating at Sark, and he's looking to punch at particularly Pete Golding at every turn.
Yeah, you know, it's tough, but I think that negative recruiting, doesn't it venture into all sports? Like, if we would throw out, like, requests for these stories on text, you know, I'm very involved in the local soccer community, and right now is all the tryouts and all the commitments for the next year. And there are so many coaches on Facebook right now telling stories about the rumors other coaches are saying about them. Like,
wow.
It's
a dirty game.
Careers are on the line. Legacies are on the line. And I think, unfortunately, you know, a lot of coaches are willing to lie to kids and make up stuff in order to, you know, try to have a winning season or get what they can. I wish there was more integrity, but it doesn't surprise me there isn't.
No, Jeez. No, not at all. Not at all. Now, we have the potential 24-team college football playoff, right? The expansion was from 4 to 12. I think the 12's been fun.
Yeah,
now all
12
of a sudden,
is great.
Is it 16 or is it 14? Is it 16? Is it up to all the way to 24? Here was Paul Feinbaum on Get Up this morning with ESPN. He is firmly against it.
The right number is probably 4, but we have 12 and we're going to 16 or 24. 24 is the worst possibility, I think, in the history of this game. Why, Greeny? Because it is going to devalue, dilute, and perhaps destroy the greatest football season of them all, and that's the regular season in college football. The big games at the end of the season are going to be meaningless. This is not the NFL where you try to position for a wild card or a home field. There just simply aren't enough good teams, and I respect Jim Phillips. You introduced me to him, Greeny, a couple of years ago, and he's become a very good friend. But the fact that the ACC campaigned against Notre Dame by pushing Miami is just laughable, that now he's talking about Notre Dame being a championship-worthy team. They weren't a championship-worthy team. They lost two games, and they really didn't have that much of an argument. But the point is that television and all these other forces are driving it. This is about the Big Ten, and they're getting a lot of help. And the SEC is right to say, no, we don't want that. And by the way, the most important thing Jim Phillips said, if I can say this on ESPN, is that ESPN doesn't want it either. And right now, they control the CFP.
Okay, so ESPN doesn't want the 24. And so I think that, you know, that is an important point.
That's
here.
Interesting.
Too diluted? Yeah, I think
so. Where's the risk for them?
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe just the regular season games definitely become diluted. So how many regular season games are you airing on ESPN that people are like, it really doesn't matter who wins this because both these teams will end up in the playoff when it's all said and done. Heck, they're letting 24 teams in there.
And they've probably done a lot of research on scenarios. I think 24 is too many. I don't know why they went straight past 16. I would like to see how 16 would work. But the thing that jumps out to me is that how important it is that they have some sort of an element of a round one bye for the best team. So I think they're working to preserve, you know, the playability of it. But I think it's unnecessary fear. I don't think anything's going to go away with the regular season. I mean, the NFL regular season is fine. We love the games. We love fighting for playoff positioning. You love fighting for seeding, right? Like, one of the top four spots, you're going to get to play one of the bottom teams. There's value in that. Having a home field advantage, if there's that. You know, there's other ways to engineer this.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
So I think jumping from 12 to 24 just seems like greed and... you know, and then on top of that, like the element that we had a couple of years ago where the teams that had the buys weren't even making it beyond round two. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even know how much you want the buy as compared to the momentum.
Yeah, as opposed to just having that first game on your home field.
Yeah.
You know, because the teams that were getting the home field advantage in that first round, they were rocking and rolling, and you get to – you know, have your campus be on fire, more money, all that kind of stuff for you as a program compared to, yeah, you get the bye week and now things, you're just a little bit more sluggish. You've seen that play out firsthand. So it's interesting. I think the SEC is looking to, like, they want it to move to 16. That's where they kind of want to draw the line. The Big 12, Brett Yormark, the commissioner, they want 24. We like 24. We want 24. That's what he says. There's too many teams getting left out, and 24 teams provides the type of access that is warranted. So
those, I mean, at 24, I'm convinced those teams really don't have a chance.
No.
At 12, the Power 5 teams have had chances.
You just saw. Yeah. You just saw Miami be able to go on a run.
Yep.
And
Ohio State the year before.
Yeah, yeah. They were not one of the super high seeds there. I think they were like an 8 seed or something. So yeah, I don't know. I think 24 is doing a little bit too much. But you make a pretty good point. Like, college football, the rabid nature of it, fans are still going to care about it. Those individual games, even if you know, hey, both these teams are going to make the playoffs, we're not fighting for the playoffs, but we're fighting for the seeding and things like that. I'm sure you could still make a
winning
case
the conference still has plenty of, you know, to it.
Yeah, plenty of lore.
You know, trying to imagine that the 24th best teams could go on that type of run after seeing what we just witnessed.
It's insane. It's insane to even consider, even winning one game.
Yeah.
Like, it's just probably
staying within double digits is probably
right. Those spreads are 3 touchdown spreads. So, yeah, I'm hoping that if they do any expansion, make it 16 and then just stop it there. Now, the most valuable rosters in college football, would you like to make a guess who in 2026 has spent the most for their roster?
Yeah, I mean, I'll throw out to Ohio State. Seems like a pretty good guess.
Number 3.
Okay.
Ohio State is number 3 at $43.5
million. Wow.
They have a $43.5 million roster, and they do not lead the country. I thought it was interesting. Texas Tech, big oil Texas Tech, they're at number 9.
Okay. So they still have room to grow.
36
with their budget.
$36.3 million.
Got to imagine the Longhorns and the Aggies are spending a massive bag on this. Is either one of them number 1?
Texas is number 1. Just shy of $48 million. Like, the pressure in Texas this year, it's always big. It's going to be monstrous. Like, potentially the final year of Arch. You've added so much in the portal, and they were disappointing as all hell last year.
Yeah.
And now all the boosters are going to be looking around. Sark, we gave you the most expensive roster in the country. You better go do some damage. And that damage better lead to at least an appearance in the Natty. Miami's number 2. $44 million, and I think because of their playoff run, they were keeping so much money along their playoff run. Like, they were getting all sorts of bonuses, basically, and they got to keep all of it. It wasn't having to go rev share with the conference. So Miami, I think, got a nice jolt in the arm,
and they rolled that back into the budget.
They rolled that back into the budget.
Investing in the program, you love to see it.
Yeah. So Miami, $44 million. You have Ohio State, LSU, Oregon. Those are your top 5: Texas, Miami, Ohio State, LSU, Oregon. Then you get Notre Dame. Then there's Texas A&M at 7, just shy of $40 million. Alabama, Texas Tech, Tennessee. Those are your most expensive teams. You have outside looking in the top 10: Ole Miss, Georgia, USC, Oklahoma, and Michigan.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
College football, Darty in the books here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. Look at this. 1 hour down already. We got a full 5 here for you today. We have an eye on NFL schedule rumors. The release party starting at 7 o'clock with the Fan After Dark. This is the tailgate show. Schedule release tailgate show here. It's the G-Bag Nation. What do we have next, Eric?
We got a sports hodgepodge. I will give you some of the Walchuk ideas for the schedule. He is updating it in real time for us. And apparently, the legendary interrupting nature of Brian Broaddus has gone on for generations. Next in the Nation.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tea for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.